the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 428, Space Agency.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the third annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
that it.
That
rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. Well, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. It's still the weekend here during the Podcast Today in April event, at least when I'm putting this episode out. But who knows, you might be listening on a random Wednesday in October of 2025. If so, hello from the past. Today, I'm going to do something that I did during last year's Dog Days of Podcasting event, another month-long Podcast Today event that I do every year. And note to self, cut down on these. Anyway, here goes. I don't play video games, and I certainly don't play them on my cell phone. So I've decided to download games onto my cell phones, play them, and review them. But not in a traditional kind of way. No. That would be too easy. I download a game, and based on nothing more than the name of the game and maybe the artwork, tell you what I think the game is going to be about. Then I play the game and see if I was correct. Today, I'm going to review the mobile game Space Agency. From the title, I was guessing that it could be either the company that represents all these space monsters in Hollywood, you know, Klingons, Na'vi, facehuggers, giant leeches. No, wait, those are probably the agents. Or it could be a game where you play the head of a space agency and have to keep trying to convince the president and Congress not to cut your funding. Adventure! Okay, those were my guesses. Then I played the game. Nope, I was wrong. It looks like you're simply doing space mission type things. Anyway, I assume that's what the background is, since I didn't bother with the tutorials. I just went straight to the quick play mode. Time's a-wastin' and there are rockets to launch. And with that, I did my first launch.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
That one blew up on the pad, but I figured I'd try again with a bigger rocket. After all, that's where the phrase too big to fail comes from.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Nope. Blew up again. Then it occurred to me that this was someone's idea of simulating the Acme Space Agency, or North Korea. I'm giving this one a thumbs down, unless, of course, I can safely land this capsule. Thumbs down.
Fight! Goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.